Welcome, friends, today to the Thus Saith the Lord radio broadcast brought to you by the Central Church of Christ, which meets at 112 Haylong Avenue in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. If you should have any questions about the Bible or desire a free Bible study course, please give us a call at 931-215-7801. Today, we want to look at the question, is one church as good as another? We often hear people say, join the church of your choice, or one church is as good as another. But let's look at this question today in the light of what the Bible teaches. We are using the word church in the sense that man uses it as a religious body. Is one church as good as another? Yes, if one founder is as good as another. Jesus Christ is the founder of the New Testament church, the church of which we read in the book of Acts and many other places in the New Testament. We read of that church for the first time in the present tense in Acts 2:47. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We read of it again in Acts 20, verse 28, as the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. We read of his churches, that is, congregations that make up the Lord's church in Romans 16:16. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Indeed, Jesus Christ is the founder, the one who established the church of which we read in the New Testament. In Matthew 16:18, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Centuries before Jesus Christ came to this earth, it was promised that he would build the church. In Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, we read of the branch referring to the Lord as the builder of the temple of the Lord. And when we read Ephesians 2:20-22, we understand that the church is the Lord's temple. It is also referred to as the true tabernacle which the Lord builded and not men in Hebrews the 8th chapter in verse number 2. In Hebrews 8 in verse number 2, we read, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. That is, he pitched it, he built it, he established it. But now in Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12 and 13, the prophet Zechariah predicts that the Lord would be the builder of the temple of the Lord, that is, the church. And speaking to him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold the man whose name is the branch. And he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord. And he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. We read today that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is our great high priest, Hebrews 4, verse 14. And that he is the builder of the church, Matthew 16, verse 18. But what about the following individuals? Are they equal to Christ? Are they as good as Christ as the founder of their various religious bodies? For example, Roger Williams, who founded the American Baptist in Providence, Rhode Island, 1631-39. Or what about King Henry VIII, who established the Church of England in 1534. What about also Benjamin Randall, who established the Free Will Baptist in New Durham, North Carolina, 1780. Charles C. Russell, the founder of the so-called Jehovah's Witnesses, Pennsylvania, in 1874. Or Martin Luther, the founder of the Lutheran Church, Augsburg, Germany, 1530. Or John Wesley, London, England, 1729, the establisher of the Methodist Church. Or Joseph Smith in Seneca, New York, in 1830, who founded the Mormon Church. Or what about P.F. Brees, the founder of the Nazarene Church in Los Angeles, 1895? Or John Calvin, the founder of the Presbyterian Church in Switzerland, 1535? Or Boniface III, the first pope of the Roman Catholic Church in Rome, Italy, 606? Or William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army religious body in London, England, 1865? Or Ellen G. White, who established Seventh-day Adventism in Massachusetts in 1846? And these are just a few examples. Are any of these founders as good as the founder of the Lord's Church of which we read? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:11, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Is one church as good as another? Yes, if one doctrine is as good as another. We know that the Lord is the founder of His church, and His church is guided by His doctrine, His teaching. We read of the Lord's church in Acts 2:47, as we cited earlier. A few verses before that, we read, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers." As they continued in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers, they continued in that which the Holy Spirit brought down to man, the gospel, 1 Peter 1:12, through the inspired apostles. They continued in the doctrine of Christ. Man must obey and continue in the doctrine of Christ, that is, the New Testament, the teaching of Christ, if he is to have God. One cannot have God without the doctrine of Christ. The Apostle John recorded, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." In connection with this, we ask the question, is one gospel as good as another? The Apostle Paul warned against any who would bring any other gospel than the true gospel of Christ in Galatians 1, verses 6 to 9. He said, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed." My friends, the religious bodies and churches of men are not founded upon the true gospel of Christ, the doctrine of Christ. They are founded upon the doctrines and the commandments of men, creeds, catechisms, manuals, the Book of Mormon, denominational creeds. Are any of these equal to the gospel of Christ? Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek," Romans 1, verse 16. In the parable of the sower in Mark 4, Matthew 13, and Luke chapter 8, the seed represents the word of God, Luke 8, 11. The word of the kingdom, Matthew 13, 19. That by which man is born again, the word of God, the incorruptible seed, 1 Peter 1, verse 23. It is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6, 17, upon which the Lord's church is based. But yet the doctrines of men lead man to worship God in a vain way, which is not to worship him truly at all. Jesus warned in Matthew 15:19, but in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And in Titus 1:14, we read how that the commandments of men turn from the truth. Men's teachings, in contrast to God's teaching in the Bible, turn people away from soul-saving truth, the Word of God, John 17, verse 17. But now, is one church as good as another? Well, is one name as good as another? Let's think about that question. We read in the New Testament how that the congregations that made up the Lord's church wore his name. In Romans 16:16, salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. In Acts 11:26, we read that the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. This is because the disciples or followers of Christ were to wear the name of Christ, and they did so in wearing the name Christian. Regarding the name of Jesus Christ in Acts 4:10-12, in verse 12, Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Regarding the name of Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul declared to the church at Philippi in Philippians 2:9-11, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In the book of Ephesians, we read of the body of Christ, the church. For example, toward the end of chapter 1 of Ephesians, we read of what God did through Christ and how that Christ was set over his body, the church. Beginning at verse number 20 of Ephesians chapter 1, which he, that is God, wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. But now, what about the names of men, such as the names that we read a while ago in connection with their founders? The names of various denominations, or the Roman Catholic Church, or the Mormons, are these names that God has given, or are they names that men have come up with? Friends, I believe we know the answer to that question. God's people are given a name that he has named, according to Isaiah 62:2. But the religions of men are according to the names that they have given. In 1 Corinthians 1, we are warned not to have any divisions among us. And later in that chapter, in 1 Corinthians 1, he rebukes those who would follow men and divide up under men's names. But even Paul and Apollos and Cephas and Peter, these men would not have you to wear their name or follow them, these true gospel preachers, but there are some who want to divide up behind men and to wear men's names. As we conclude this morning, indeed, we have looked at an important question. Is one church as good as another? We have seen that there is no other name like the name of Jesus Christ, but it only pertains to his church. There is only one doctrine that belongs to Christ, and it is also connected to the kingdom, the church. And the founder of the Lord's church, the New Testament church, excels them all, Jesus Christ. We thank you for listening today, friends, and we pray the Lord bless you. Thank you.